ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and pertinent question. And that question is about one of the features of the hereafter and in the day of resurrection. The question is this: who is the person who will be the biggest loser in the hereafter? You know, as far as success and loss are concerned, as you know, the criteria of God and religion is somewhat different from the criteria that we usually keep in mind when we assess whether a certain person is successful in this world or not. Like, for example, let's give a good example that can help clarify this before we start talking about the answer to the question that we posed. And by way of example, let's say that a person, let's say that you want to do something good. Let's say that you want to build a mosque in your neighborhood. You have a good intention to do so. Obviously, you know, you need to procure the funds to do so, get the permission from the city to do so, and a lot of things that you must do to prepare the way for the fulfillment of this good deed. But let's say that along the way, something happens and, you know, a hindrance occurs, something that prevents you from actually fulfilling this good deed and taking it to the end. Let's say that you cannot procure the funds. Nobody wants to help you in this. Or let's say you can't get permission from the city, to build a mosque or whatever. And, you know, the good deed that you wanted to do, you know, it doesn't transpire. You're not able to carry it out to the end. Now, from a worldly point of view, people might say that, well, you know, you weren't successful in carrying out this good deed. But in the eyes of Allah, as long as, you know, your intention was good, Allah considers it as if you had, you know, done it, and He will give you the reward that you would have gotten had you done it. So the criteria for success and loss is different in the eyes of Allah than what people generally establish as their criteria for success and loss. In any case, the question we want to address today is this: who is the biggest loser, you know, in the hereafter? Fortunately, we have a answer to this question in the form of a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following: verily, the biggest loser with the worst end of the deal and the most unsuccessful in his striving is the man who exerts himself in the quest for his wealth, even though fate does not help him in his aims. And he consequently leaves this world with regret, while heading towards the hereafter, where he will face its ill consequences. Right? So, according to this hadith, the biggest loser is the person who, you know, he exerts himself in the quest of wealth, but he's not able to do so. Right? And, you know, in the hereafter, when he's resurrected, he faces the ill consequences of his quest for, you know, wealth by illegitimate. And unlawful means. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at who is the biggest loser in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.